In the sixth round of this 2015 NFL draft, the Eagles selecting from the University of Kansas, Jacory Shepard, cornerback. And Jacory joins us here on Eagles Draft Central, presented by Dietz and Watson. Jacory, congratulations. Describe the feeling when the Eagles called. You picked up the phone and they said, you're an Eagle.
I was feeling the excitement. Definitely a phone call I've been waiting for the past 2 days. So to get that excitement, it was a very stressful moment for me. I've been working hard my whole life for this moment.
Jacory, tell us about you as a football player. Eagles fans who don't know you, who are very excited to see you this summer, what kind of player are you?
I think of myself as a do-it-all player. I do what's asked of me, what the team needs, however way I can help, I like to do it. As far as corner, I look at myself as just a guy who goes out there and competes, not afraid of anything. Definitely still raw, still learning and growing. So I feel like I got a high ceiling ahead of me. And like I said, I just love to compete and I love the game. And I look forward to going out there and improving myself and showing everyone the type of player I truly am.
Are you pleased with where you were drafted? Did you want to go higher, think you were going to go higher, think you were going to go later? What's your mindset there?
I definitely wanted to go higher, but going into it, I said from day one, I just want the opportunity. So be able to get the opportunity was all I was asking. So I just thank God for that. I knew with my hamstring injury, I knew that was going to probably limit me to being picked up around the fifth to seventh round. But honestly, if I was 100% and, I got to do the Senior Bowl or the combine and participate in my pro day, then I definitely would have thought that I probably would have went a lot higher than I did. But I mean, it doesn't matter. It's not about where I go. It's about what I do when I get there. So like I said, I'm just ready to prove myself.
And that's exactly right. Once you walk in here, you're just another guy trying to compete for a roster spot, and you like to compete. And along with that, I've always found cornerbacks very interesting. You are put on an island, and the Eagles want their cornerbacks to come up and press and get physical. And you have to have a mindset for that, Jacory. You've got to be somebody who's really confident. Are you that kind of person on and off the field that you're not afraid to fail?
Oh, yeah. I'm confident in everything I do. I'm also a perfectionist, so I like to be good whatever it is I do. So I always challenge myself. And that's why I do love competition. No matter if it's somebody that's better than me or not as good as me, I'm going to compete and I'm going to do what I got to do. And as far as the press game, that's all I did in Kansas. I pressed every snap. No matter if I was ran on three phase back to back, I still lined up pressing. So press game is definitely some of my strength. And like you say, being able to compete, I just love competing and just dominating somebody across from me.
What are the keys to success at the college level, then, you're coming to a totally different game here in the NFL, to being that kind of cornerback, to being that press cornerback? What are the keys to making that work?
Day one, I feel like I have a short-term memory, especially for me making that transition, never playing corner. I knew I was going to make mistakes. I knew it was going to be times I get beat, but it's about moving on to the next play. And even when I did have a good play, still moving on to the next play, because any time you can get beat or any time you can – have a game-changing play. So I definitely say it's having a short memory, especially at the corner, because nobody's perfect. You're going to mess up. You're going to give up a touchdown. You're going to miss a tackle. So short-term memory is definitely the most important thing to me that I feel like you've got to be able to do.
Jacory, as we talk here and you come into town this week ahead and then get on the field and start to learn the playbook and learn what they want from you, how do you feel physically? Where are you? And, just kind of moving forward here, what do you think from a physical standpoint you need to do to be at your best?
Physically, I think I'm good. I definitely feel like my hamstring is a lot better, so that's definitely a plus. For me, really, it's going to be getting back into football shape. With my hamstring injury, it kind of limited me to doing some things, and I was doing a lot of treatment and rehab on that, so I wasn't able to run as much as I like to. So definitely getting back in football shape is something I have to do. And then just getting stronger because, I'm going against grown men now.
That's right. How can you talk about the injury? How did you injure the hamstring, and kind of the reaction to that? I mean, it certainly came at a bad time.
Yeah, it definitely came at a bad time. But it happened back in January, back in at the Senior Bowl. It happened there. Then I retweaked it again at the combine, and then I actually ended up tearing it right before my pro day. So it was definitely a very stressful time. And it was hard to keep my head up, but I was able to do it with, the support from my family and friends and just believing in God. Like I said, I was just letting God take care of it and just do what I got to do.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't let it defeat you. I mean, that is something as difficult it is to overcome that physically, mentally, for somebody who's preparing for the biggest job interview of your life, that's very difficult to overcome. You must have a very, very strong support system.
Yeah, it was, like I said, it was very difficult to overcome, especially because that's not the way I planned things to be for me, especially with the season I had my senior year. You know, I had high hopes, high expectations, but, I mean, everything happened for a reason, so I just looked at it like that, and, you know, it's just a minor setback for a major comeback. That's the way I look at it, and like I said, I'm ready to go out there and prove myself, you know. I mean, whether I was taking the sixth round or the second round, I was still going to have the same mentality going into it, the same chip on my shoulder. Now the chip's just a little bit bigger, you know. It's better for me and better for the Eagles as well.
I love that. Minor setback, major comeback. Ja'Cory Shepherd, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations. We look forward to seeing you in a Philadelphia Eagles uniform.
I appreciate it. I look forward to being in that uniform.
Ja'Cory Shepherd, cornerback from Kansas, here on Eagles Draft Central, presented by Deason Watson.